Hi, this is Jovi.
Hi, this is Charlie.
And you're listening to
Bed Crime Stories. This is a weekly true crime podcast where we pour ourselves a drink and we take turns telling each other the stories that keep us up at night.
Yeah.
I one day want to get so fast that I'm like the Micro Machines guy. Do you remember the Micro Machines commercials?
I do.
Guy spoke really fast. I want to speak like
him. He did. I accept that challenge you gave yourself. I'm interested to see how fast you could actually get yourself to talk.
I think, and like, you just heard it. That was it.
Hey, don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And honestly, being from New Jersey, I think you could get faster. Right. I do.
Practice, hone that skill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got this.
I do got this.
Excuse me. So what's been going on with you, Charlie? How's life?
Nothing. Good thing. I don't know. Things are happening. I don't know. It's like life, you know, how it be. Mm-hmm. You and I finally got to see each other on Sunday, which is exciting. We haven't seen each other in forever.
It has been a minute. I think the last time was in October.
Which is insane.
Nick Carter. It is insane.
It is insane.
In the membrane. Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. So, yes, Jovi and I got to hang out on Sunday. We went to the movies.
Watch a movie.
Yes, and we went to go see Waitress the Musical in theaters, which was super fun.
It was hysterical.
Oh my God. I laughed way harder than I thought I was going to laugh at that musical.
Same. And it's
laugh.
Because of that one character.
Yeah, Ogie.
Like, okay.
Fucking died laughing. It was so funny.
Oh, he's perfect. He is 1,000% perfect.
Yes.
So it was truly awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
As I'm sure we've talked about before, we are musical theater nerds. So it was definitely a enjoyable afternoon. Except number one, they didn't have the movie loud enough.
No, nowhere near loud enough.
Really weird. And then we had really annoying bitches at the end of our row. Who would not stop talking. I think they thought they were funny and like were kind, I don't want to say heckling. They weren't heckling, but they were like out loud cracking jokes and like cracking one-liners when things would happen in the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I understand that we're in a movie theater, but mm-hmm. first of all, you're not the only people here. And second of all, like it's still theater. Like you would expect a different caliber of, I don't know.
People.
It pissed me off. People pissed me off.
Like more respectful people. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like still like an extension of theater etiquette happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
I agree.
Them bitches pissed me off.
They were really fucking annoying. And
they were
honestly,
super rude.
If the movie was going to be any longer, I probably would have been like, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Like you seriously need to shut your mouth.
Up?
Yeah. Piss me off. But
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All in all, the show is great, and I'm hoping that they release it on streaming because I would definitely like to see it again.
I'd like to watch it over and over again.
Same.
I could definitely put that in the rotation of things to watch over and over again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like the big news. Still watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah, how's that going? What season are you at now?
It's season 3, so I'm chugging them right along.
Okay.
It's so good. It's one of those things of like I come home from work and I'm like, I can't wait to finish eating dinner so I can go watch me some Grace. Like I'm in it. I will say Katherine Heigl's character, Izzy, pisses me off. I can't stand her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like I'm very neutral about Katherine Heigl. I don't dislike her or like her. Like the movies that she's in are fine. Like I love what's the stupid dresses?
27 dresses.
Whatever. Yeah. 20. I'm like, I was thinking 50 first dates and then 27 dresses. I'm like 50 first dresses, which is wrong. And she's not even
very
in 50
wrong.
First dates, but whatever.
Nope.
Love 27 dresses. Very cute movie. Like I don't care like about what people say about Catherine. Like she's hard to work with. I don't have to work with her. So I don't give a shit.
Mm.
But her character in Grey's Anatomy is so obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
And like, mm-hmm. this is not, I don't even want to say this as a spoiler. First of all, the show started in 2006. So if you haven't watched it yet, I'm sure you already know that this is a thing. So she falls in love with a patient and he dies. Okay.
Yes.
And like the actions leading up to the climax of that story and him dying, she is the most whiny, codependent, like worst kind of girl. And I'm just like, believe me, I understand this is like a TV drama and I can't expect like, you know, Beyonce independent woman up there. But at the same time, I'm like,
but at the same time, like, come on, you got to cap it off somewhere.
It's painful. And like, believe me, like most of the women in the show are like, they're all great, but then they also like have this weakness for the men in their lives. So you're kind of like, all right, I understand what I'm watching, right? I get what I'm watching here. It's a romance drama in a hospital. It's not a hospital show, you know? But at the same time, like Katherine Heigl, Izzy specifically is really fucking hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my season three, episode four opinion of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, so you're still in the beginning of season three.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Good on you.
I also slept for a ridiculously long time last night.
But I bet like, it felt good.
Crazy well rested. I don't know where that came from. Well, I fell asleep on the couch like at 8:30. And Brian comes out and he's like, I don't think you want to be asleep right now. I'm like, I do not want to be asleep right now. So I like woke up with just enough time to pack my lunch for work tonight or for work today and then went right to sleep. And I was like in bed by 9. It was great.
Nice. You obviously needed it.
Needed it big time. Big time.
And didn't it feel amazing?
Like, oh my God, I felt so nice. Didn't you wake up
and you were like, yes.
Well, and the thing that was funny was I go to wake up and like, I still couldn't wake up. Like I was still like, no, I am still wanting to sleep. So I woke up like almost an hour after my first alarm went off. I wound up going in a little late this morning. Yeah. Cause like, I was still like not functional, but when I finally got up, it was like 7:15. I finally got out of bed and I'm like, well, that was glorious. I feel great.
I could do that all the time.
I could do that all the time. Actually, all the time. But then that also, of course, means going to bed by 9 o'clock at night on the weekdays, which really freaking sucks.
I mean, I'm laying in bed by 9 o'clock on the weekdays.
You're also waking up a lot earlier than I am.
I am.
You're getting out of work a lot earlier than I am.
I am.
Yeah.
And that's like why I do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's you figure I usually don't get home from work until after 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm going to bed every single night at 9, that sucks. That means I have like 2 hours and 45 minutes to like be at my home.
Yeah, that's true. And that's not, you can't get anything done.
Correct. And because my boyfriend goes to bed so late and then wakes up later than I do in the morning, it's not even like I see him in the morning. So like I literally would have like 2.5 hours with him every night.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
That does suck.
So
that does suck very much.
But anyway, what's going on with you? I realize I've like completely bogarted this whole beginning of this podcast episode.
That's okay. I allowed it. So thanks. No biggie. Me and my Jeep were in a parade on set this past Saturday.
Yes, you and your Jeep were in a parade. That is exciting.
It's very festive right now. The garland's falling off of the tire a little bit, but I just keep picking it up. It's fine. It's fine. Honestly, besides that and going to see Waitress and hanging out with you on Sunday, that was pretty much. Oh, I went to I went with my fiance to go check out this metal band, and it was actually really cool. We went and like had a couple of beers and ate this really, really delicious Thai food. And I was like, this is fun.
I'd go for the food and not want to watch the music.
Yeah. Well, I had no idea what they were saying. I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. And that was my weekend.
Yeah.
That was it. I did start watching because I finished the Love Has Won mini docuseries.
Me too.
Train wreck. And guys, if you are watching it and you haven't gotten to episode 3 yet, there's a lot of blue body. And it's disgusting.
Mummified blue body, yes.
It honestly made me very sick to my stomach. Cause I'm like, how did these people not see that there's something wrong with her being blue?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Right.
But I digress. I started watching this other docuseries because you know how at the end of things it's like, you watch this, so you might like this.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? I'm still in that docuseries mindset, so I'm gonna do it. So I watched the first episode of The Garden. commune or cult. And it's very interesting so far, and I'm very interested to continue watching it. And it's just basically about these people who live off the land. They live completely in nature. They hunt for their food, they grow their own vegetables, and they build their own community with like trees and stuff. Like
Community with
they
trees.
go to like places like Home Depot and whatnot because you do need some things to kind of like do it. But yeah, it's actually pretty cool. And I can't wait for more drama.
So what is so far, what is your, is it cult or commune?
So far, I'm going to say commune
Interesting.
because there's no specific leader. And they're not like there's no signs of cult.
Gotcha.
They're not trying to distance you from your family. There's no specific leader. There's none of that. It's kind of everybody has like a duty. Everybody has a
You
duty.
said duty.
I just say duty.
Oh,
You and Lee said it at the same exact time. I had it in like fucking
in
stereo.
stereo.
But like they have people who work in the quote unquote kitchen and people who are in charge of actual hunting and cleaning and like all that stuff. So it's like to me it's more of a commune right now.
For
Again,
now.
this is still the first episode. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more going on, but I'm pretty stoked about it. I'll
Nice.
probably watch another episode or so after we podcast and I eat dinner, or I'll watch it while I eat dinner. No, I'll watch it after I eat dinner because I made the mistake of eating while watching the Love Has One thing, and I was
Yeah, bad
like,
choices.
huh? Mm-mm. So I've learned my lesson. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, no, not great at all. But yeah, that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, cool beaners.
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Well, we have a TCH True Crime Headlines episode for you this evening, as I'm
We
sure you
do.
noticed when you clicked on this episode and the title of it was True Crime Headlines.
What? One of these days we got to be assholes and name it something that's not true crime headlines to like
Maybe
be like
on
April
April Fool's. When
Fools.
is April
Yeah.
Fool's fall? Does it fall on a Thursday? Because that would just make life
It's
fun.
April 1st is
Well, I
April
know what
Fools.
I'm saying. Like, what day of the you son of a beach? Okay, April 1st falls on a Monday, so
Blame.
super lame.
Well,
We'll
we could do
figure
it the
it out.
week of April 1st. Like we can make it like a week thing.
Yeah, April Fool's week for you. I don't know about you, Jovi, but I know I definitely pulled some headlines to share with everybody today.
I pulled two, and one is about my favorite person, and the
That
other
could be a lot of
is,
people.
I know it could be a lot of people. And the other is like, what the fuck this? Okay. So yeah, I know I got two headlines for us
Very
today.
nice. I'd have two headlines for us today, too.
Perfect. Did you want to
Perfect.
go first or did you want me to go first?
I guess I'll go firsties.
Okay.
So, both of mine are actually from AP, from the Associated Press, because I felt like it was time for me to switch it up a little bit from people crime, and I know that's where usually you would go. So,
Yes.
this article is from today, the 13th of December. The headline reads: Execution date set for Missouri man who killed his cousin and her husband in 2006.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so this story is real sad. So this guy, Brian Dorsey, was convicted of killing his cousin and her husband in 2006. They set an execution date for April for him, the Missouri Supreme Court. So the execution is scheduled for 6 p.m. on April 9th at the state
Okay.
prison over there in good old Missouri. It'll be the first in 2024 in Missouri. Four of the 24 executions in the U.S. this year were all in Missouri. So they
No
have
shit.
four of the 24 for the year
Wow.
2023.
That's actually like a decent amount for Missouri. You would think that a higher, it wouldn't be such a high number. Like I know four, but like still.
You would think. So Brian Dorsey, formerly of Jefferson City, was convicted of killing his cousin, a woman named Sarah Bonnie, and her husband, Ben, on December 23rd, 2006, which two days before Christmas, you dick, killed them at their home near New Bloomfield. Prosecutors say that earlier that day, he had called his cousin to borrow money because he had two drug dealers at his house looking for payment. She refused to give him the money. He goes to their house later that night. After they go to bed, he takes a shotgun from the garage, kills both of them, and then sexually assaults Sarah Bonnie's body. His own cousin. So creepy.
That is so fucked up.
Yes.
That is so fucked up.
Yeah. Sarah Bonnie's parents find the bodies the next day. The couple's 4-year-old daughter was unhurt.
Well, thank God for that.
Thank God for that. He actually pled guilty in 2008 to the crime. He later did appeal the death sentence, claiming that he should have instead been sentenced to life in prison without parole due to the fact that he pled guilty. But the Missouri Supreme Court upheld the death sentence in 2010. There was another appeal filed on his behalf, alleging that he was suffering from mental illness at the time of the killings and that his lawyer was ineffective. Didn't take. That was in 2014. So, yeah. He's set to be executed on April 9th of next
Jesus.
Year. Yeah. So that's my first story.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Still a very long time to sit on death row, but yeah.
Very much so. Very much so. And like, especially after like the last appeal, like once he lost his last appeal in 2014, why wasn't it sooner? Like, why did we give that much of a long amount of time?
Right. I am very interested to see what the whole process in that is. Like, I know that like they still want to give time to kind of rule out any innocence. Mm-hmm. Like I can understand that, but to an extent, you know, like, I don't know.
Which, like, believe me, I get it. There was actually a story on AP that I wound up not picking, but it was about a man who was released from prison after being wrongfully accused. He was in prison for like 13 years. So it's like, believe me, we all know justice system is not flawless. It is not without fault. We know that people are wrongfully convicted, just like people who have killed people get away with it, right? That's one of the dangers of having to go through the system, right? So I get it. But it's just very interesting. The length of the time of the process is just interesting to me.
Yeah.
Especially since he pled guilty.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
I'll be thinking about him on April 9th. Did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably forget.
Forgot already, and I told you did. Like 5 minutes ago, so you're not going to remember April 9th.
Nope, sure ain't. Mm-hmm. But the thought's there.
Thought is there.
All right, so I'm going to jump into my first one.
Okay,
and it's about my favorite person. Mm-hmm. And now this article is a little
Lori Vallow.
Yep.
Okay.
This article is a tiny bit old. It was published on November 30th. Mm. And this article is from Fox News, because I too wanted to stay away from people.
Nice.
And I saw your face when I said Fox News.
Mm.
I know.
Did you?
I know.
Did you see that? That's weird.
I did.
I tried to hide it so well on the Zoom call that you're sitting right
in front of me. You really didn't, though. But it was also, they got their source from another news source.
Reuters or Associated Press or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the headline reads, cult mom Lori Vallow gets glam for Arizona mugshot and faces two more murder charges.
Dang.
Yay.
For what? The ex-husband and, you tell me. You tell me the story.
Girl, I'm getting there. And it's so funny that like that's the headline, because like they talk nothing about her getting glam for the mugshot, but I think it's just because in the Arizona mugshot she's like wearing makeup and her hair's all done. So
she's the worst. I think she's the living worst.
And she's grotesque. Like, she's absolutely fucking grotesque. And I can't fucking stand her. I can't stop
her and Murdoch have like a competition of which one is actually the worst human.
I guarantee they'd be like best friends. They would be best
Ugh,
friends because they're both
barf.
terrible people. They'd actually
Barf.
both try to kill each other because that's the people they are.
Yeah,
Tell
perfect.
me I'm wrong. You can't
No,
even
you're not
tell me I'm
wrong.
wrong.
Yeah, I can tell you're wrong.
Okay. So, officials have extradited so-called cult mom and convicted killer Lori Vell from Idaho to Arizona to face one first-degree murder charge and one premeditated first-degree murder charge in Maricopa County. Vell, who was found guilty in May of murdering her two children and her husband's first wife in Idaho in 2019, is also accused of killing her ex-husband, Charles Vallow, and attempting to kill her niece's former husband, Brandon
Yes.
Bordeaux.
Right. She shot the back out of his Jeep, right? Ah, yes, I remember it well.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office deputies departed the county on November 27th by vehicle, traveling to Pocatello, Idaho, to take
God
custody
bless you.
of and thank you and extradite accused murderer Lori Vallow. Deputies from the extradition detail, FATE and K9 traveled by vehicle as it was determined whether conditions could impede seamless transfer due to potential air travel complications. All that to say, they drove together to avoid any kind of delays in air
Delays,
travel.
issues with air travel.
Yeah, they were like, nah,
Throw
bitch,
her in the
you're coming with us.
throw her in the friggin' cargo hold and call it a GD day. Like, seriously, bitch doesn't deserve a seat.
Legit, this is
Legit.
100% facts. Okay, so they got back to Maricopa County just after midnight, and she was booked in the county jail. And so, in total, extradition took a total of 18 hours.
Damn.
Officials said that driving the long way with Vallow, she was very chatty and sociable. I wouldn't want to
I
fucking talk to her.
would drive off the road.
Legit. Legit. I
Oh my
would no.
God. How do you not sedate her? Like, stop talking.
Exactly. I would
Ugh.
pull over and fucking put duct tape over her mouth and be like,
Seriously,
bro, I don't
you're
want to be
done.
your friend. I don't
Yes.
want to talk to you. Just
Yes.
shut the fuck up. This is my job. I'm getting paid to drive you. Like,
Yes, I
just
am done
stop.
with you. Hush.
Done.
Ugh.
She'll be isolated in a high security area.
Makes
Sheriff Paul
sense.
Pinzone said during a Thursday afternoon press conference. So yeah, that's what's going on with her, with Miss fucking Lori Vallow, and fuck her.
And fuck her.
I hope she gets
Can
the
you read
verdict
it?
she
Okay, so
deserves.
it was attempted first degree. So, like, going back to the very beginning of the article where it
Yes, it
listed the charges,
was.
it was because it sounded like you said first degree murder and then premeditated first degree murder. Was one of them attempt?
It was to face one first degree murder charge and one premeditated first degree murder charge.
So, because that's confusing to me. That's the same thing. And then
That's what
later
it
in the
says.
and then later in the no, I'm not blaming you. I know you
I
didn't write the
know.
article. But then later in the article it says that it was for the murder of ex-husband and then the attempted murder of cousin's a husband. So it's just interesting to me that the charges though aren't, you know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that
So
is
I'm not, I
weird.
believe, like I said, I'm not like saying that you are incorrect. I'm saying I'm confused by the article.
By the, yeah, maybe it's just the
The
wording
wording.
that they chose to, but yeah, bitch is gonna rot forever and ever.
I'm really surprised that they brought charges for both of those, specifically the attempted murder charge. Very interesting. I mean, I'm happy they did because I mean she deserves it, but like it's just
100%.
interesting to me.
I
Very
agree.
interesting to me.
I agree. And all the while, I'm like, get her for everything you fucking can. Like,
Exactly. I feel the same way
you
about Murdoch when
see?
people are like, why aren't they convicting him of all this stuff or like the money stuff? And I'm like, because he deserves it, because he did it. Like,
Yes,
doesn't matter that he's,
100%.
yeah, it doesn't matter that you put him away for life or murder. Like, he still did all of these other things.
Yes, you want to bring it to everybody's attention. You want
Yeah. And
people
those
that
people
were.
deserve justice too.
Exactly. And yeah, like you could charge her for sneezing and not covering her mouth for all I care. Whatever.
Agreed.
Guilty. Death sentence.
Yeah, throw away the key. Barf.
Yep. Goodbye.
She's
A
a
goodbye.
barferino.
But yeah,
Okay.
so that's my first one about my favorite
Your
person.
favorite person. All right. So my second article, also from the AP, was from yesterday, December 12th. December 12th, not the second, the 12th.
Gotcha.
This is a Florida man one.
Ooh, I like those.
Not a funny one though. Kind of sad.
Oh.
Well, sad.
Oh.
Florida dentist gets life in prison in death of his ex-brother-in-law, a prominent professor.
Oh.
So, South Florida dentist was sentenced to life in prison on Tuesday for the shooting death of his former brother-in-law, a professor at Florida State University. There was a custody battle between Dan Markle, the victim, and Charlie Edelston, the murderer's sister.
Ooh.
The two of them had been married. They had since been divorced. She and Mr. Markle both were living separately, but both living in Jacksonville. She wanted to, or I'm sorry, Tallahassee. She wanted to move to South Florida where her family lived, but the judge would not let her move because he didn't want the kids to be that far away from Dan Markle. So obviously, it
Okay.
seemed as though he was obviously a good father. They had joint custody. Taking them out of the area would have been detrimental to Markle. Yada, yada, yada. So Markle's father, Phil Markle, said he and his family have suffered tremendously, adding that he not only lost his son, but he also lost the relationship with his grandsons, who were 3 and 4 years old when their father were killed. Because of course, now this is the only way that they're able to see their grandkids when their son has them at the house. So I'm hoping that the sister slash ex-wife, who has denied involvement and has not been charged, allows them to stay in the kid's life because it's not their fault.
Right. I would hope so, but
But
people
yeah,
are petty, so.
people are petty. People are very petty. Yes. Prosecutors tell jurors that Adelson used his girlfriend, her name is Catherine, to hire the father of her two children, a man named Sigfredo Garcia, to commit the murder. So
Oh, what?
her children's father, he
Oh.
wanted her to hire her children's father to kill the brother-in-law. So Garcia enlisted the help of his childhood friend, Luis Rivera. She, Catherine, and Garcia, the father of the children, are serving life sentences for first degree murder, because of course they were part of the conspiracy. And Rivera, the childhood friend that Garcia brought on, is serving a 19-year sentence after pleading guilty to a second degree murder charge in exchange to testifying against all of them, which love that energy for you. Adelson testified that prosecutors got the facts of the case wrong. He told jurors that he felt a sense of relief to finally tell the public that he was a victim of extortion and not the mastermind of the murder plot. Okay. Ooh, this is interesting. In a twist,
Ooh, I like twists.
the 73-year-old matriarch of the Adelson family was arrested at Miami International Airport on charges of orchestrating the hitman murder of her ex-son-in-law 1 week after her son was convicted. Donna Adelson was about to use a one-way ticket to board a flight to Dubai and Vietnam, countries that do not have an extradition treaty with the
Yep,
U.S. So
of course.
she has been held without bond in the Leon County Jail as of Tuesday. Jail records do not list an attorney for her. She faces the same charges. So it seems as though they obviously had like wiretaps. And secretly recorded conversations that implicated him. They played those for the jury. It only took like 3 hours for the jury to come back to find him guilty because obviously he's like, please kill my brother-in-law,
Yeah,
right? Like,
right,
my name is
exactly.
so and so Adelson, and please kill my brother. Like, right, exactly. But the fact of the mom also being involved is just that's
Fucking
crazy. That's
crazy.
cray cray. That's cray cray. 73 years old. This woman is going to wind up rotten in jail for why? I mean, for a good reason. I'm just saying, but like,
Right.
really, lady?
Did you really like what? Like, what
Yeah.
made you think
You're
that you were going to get away with this?
seriously, your
Why would
son
you
was
get involved?
exactly. Your son was obviously like doing just fine, making stupid decisions by himself.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So yeah.
That was very twisty turny.
Mm-hmm,
that was
mm-hmm.
a lot to follow.
It was a lot to follow. There's lots of twisties
Yeah.
and turnsies.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So that was my
Well, damn.
second true crime headline.
Well, damn. Damn you not being a funny Florida man and being a serious one. Damn
Exactly.
you. Okay. So my second one, excuse me, is from CBS News. And this was from yesterday, December 12th, as well. And the headline reads, former chef Kenneth Law charged with 14 counts of murder for selling kits that led to suicides in Canada. Kits that led to suicides. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I could describe your face right now.
Ooh.
Okay. So a former Canadian chef accused of selling suicide kits that led to deaths in several countries, was charged Monday with 14 counts of murder related to suicides in Canada as a result of his online scheme. The charges filed against Kenneth Law, who's 58, are on top of the 14 he already faces for allegedly counseling or aiding suicides across Ontario province, according to documents. His defense lawyer, Matthew Gourlay, also confirmed that Law has been charged with 14 new accounts of second-degree murder. Yeah. So he was arrested in May for marketing masks and sodium nitrate, which is a substance that is used as a food additive, but it can kill you if it's misused. So in June, Canadian police released photos of the sodium nitrate, adding that a joint operation led by 11 police agencies from across Ontario were investigating the case. So what the fuck? And it said that it was said that Law triggered vulnerable people online. It's just, it's so fucking sad. He is believed to have sent as many as 1,200 packages to people in more than 40 countries since 2020. 2020.
Wow.
So this has been going on for like 2-3 years.
Over 3 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Toronto police are scheduled to brief the media on the charges this upcoming Tuesday, so next week. In Britain, at least 272 people purchased products from Law's websites, and 88 of them died.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this is a lot of death on his plate. Alerted by Interpol, several other countries have launched investigations, including New Zealand and Italy, where 9 buyers have been identified and 1 victim has died. Yeah. And it's saying that the Canadian victims were both male and female between the ages of 16 and 36.
Hate it.
Yeah. And every year, about 4,500 people in Canada die by suicide. And every day, more than 200 people in Canada attempt suicide. Suicide deaths in the United States reached a record high last year, but decreased among children and young adults, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So, yeah, this motherfucker, I don't understand, like, what?
I don't get it.
Made him want to sell these things. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck, bro?
That's insane
the
to me.
The fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he killed a lot of fucking people. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is my my second and final true crime headline.
Wow.
Yeah.
On that note. as always, thank you guys so much for listening to Bed Crime Stories. We really do appreciate you coming and hanging out with us every single week. Wherever you're listening to this podcast episode, make sure you like, rate, review, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell all your friends. Give them the gift this year for the holiday season of bed crime stories.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Give this us the gift best. Of more listeners.
Exactly.
All right. So you can find us on social media. Instagram, Bed Crime Stories is our handle. You can also shoot us emails if you want to, bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com. If you have story suggestions or you have like just something that you want to say hi, whatevs, you could do that on both mediums. Please make sure that wherever you are, whoever you are, that you remember to stay kind.
Leave the Band-Aid.
Please be the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
We hope that we'll see you all next week. Jovi has a bed crime story to share with us next week. So we're looking forward to a full episode. Hope that we all get to see you then. So we will see you then. But until then, make sure that you have sweet dreams. Wow, I haven't done that that outro in a while. I was real bad. Our theme song is the song Industrial Music Box by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.